This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here if you'd like to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in and join us there at Skype username lrn.fm. Well, I got to say that so far the results from today's forking of Bitcoin have been a pleasant surprise.
It's been a good forking day.
It has been a good forking day for Bitcoin. Today is the first time, as we've been discussing in probably more detail than we should on a general interest audience radio show.
We are for many people, we're the birthplace of Bitcoin.
It's definitely, you know, true that we have been very, very closely following Bitcoin for a long time on this program. And, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen here. I mean, what we're into, just in general, the whole thing with Bitcoin, this decentralized cryptocurrency that's, you know, was the world's first. There have been hundreds of them that have come out since. But Bitcoin's still number one, still on top. And there was this sort of unprecedented forking of Bitcoin today, which resulted in a what they call a chain split. The blockchain, which is the ledger, which is basically the key to Bitcoin, essentially. This is the heart of what the Bitcoin concept is. It's a distributed ledger that exists in thousands of locations simultaneously all around the globe. This helps it be, you know, make sure that it's accurate and verified and, you know, true and correct and, you know, uneditable. For instance, it's immutable.
It's done that for years.
Right.
Successfully.
And this was the first time, today was the first time that it had ever split into two, meaning that the blockchain and all of its transactions, because the blockchain is this ledger that's essentially 8 years worth of Bitcoin transactions all in. It's about 140 gigabytes in total size at the moment. This ledger split off into two versions of that same ledger and is now not the same ledger. So it was the same up until about 2:30 Eastern time this afternoon when a separate block was mined onto this blockchain that didn't fit with the other blockchain. And so now two blockchains exist. And I'm sort of glossing over the technicalities of what's actually gone on. But one chain, the longer chain for the moment, is the original Bitcoin. That's the one that's, you know, keep going. They're going to be adding in this segregated witness thing that we've talked
There's
about.
There's an argument that it's not the original. I mean, it's the original Bitcoin today.
Yeah.
But one might argue that Bitcoin Cash is more towards the spirit of Bitcoin.
Well, there are people who are arguing that. But one thing's for sure
that what is the original Bitcoin now is going to have implemented in it some software that will certainly make it not the original Bitcoin.
You're talking about the segregated witness thing. So, yeah, you could argue that the new Bitcoin Cash is truer to Satoshi Nakamoto's vision, but there's certainly no doubt that the Bitcoin Cash is a fraction as far as the hashing power of the original, let's call it Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Legacy or whatever you want to call the first
it's
Bitcoin.
It's kind of like you buy a brand new 2017 Camaro, right? And then you go out and you put an aftermarket blower on the top, and consequently you have to put on a new hood and that sort of thing, right? So you have to do some changes and that kind of thing. And then you buy a different 2017 Camaro. Which one's the original? Well, the one with the blower isn't original because it has aftermarket parts on it.
I see what you're saying.
But the one you bought looks like the original, but it isn't the original, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The original is gone. you can choose between two different types.
These new options, right.
That but to call any of them, in fact, the original is
not
really,
true.
Frankly,
yeah.
inaccurate. Now,
yeah, that's
there
a good
are,
point.
The trolls are throwing poo across the bridge at each other, but, you know, I don't care. I don't particularly have a dog in this race.
Well, yeah, I don't either, and I'm not somebody
freedom
who's...
of the world is what I'm interested in. If
right.
you're in here because, oh, this cryptocurrency and that programming, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care about your programming. Look at me. This is me. Whee! Not caring about programming.
I have my opinion about sort of the solution that might work best, but I'm not a technical wizard. I'm not an engineer of Bitcoin, so I don't honestly know what segregated witness really does. And I don't know exactly how, you know, increasing the block size works, but these are the two different proposals that have been made, and they're both moving forward. So I like what you pointed out, Mark, is that the original Bitcoin didn't even have a block size cap on it, as
true.
I understand it. And then they put in a 1 megabyte block size cap later because there was an issue with people spamming the network with basically fake transactions to try to do a denial of service. Johnson joining Mark and I here. Actually, let me turn your mic on. That would help, too.
Yes.
Welcome.
So it's interesting, actually, you say that about the original blockchain not having a block, you know, the block size cap, because Bitcoin Cash also doesn't have that, is correct?
It does. It does. Actually, it is, the Bitcoin ABC is what the program is that's sort of behind Bitcoin Cash, and ABC stands for Adjustable Block Size Cap. So they have put in, as I understand it, I think they upped it to 8 megabytes right now.
I think it jumped
from 1 to 8. But it's at 8 at the moment, but the miners can somehow vote on whether or not they want to raise the block size further past 8 megabytes. So my understanding.
Interesting. I read an article today, and it's one I had sent over to maybe be something we talk about tonight, but it had said specifically that Bitcoin Cash was trying to mimic the original vision of Satoshi Nakamoto, which did not include caps. So...
Well, it's not a hard cap, but yeah. Satoshi Nakamoto did help institute the one megabyte cap, but the suggestion was that it would be able to be removed, and apparently that couldn't be done.
Not easily.
Yeah, I mean, to give the miners that decision on who raises the cap seems like, you know, putting us back in the same boat, but I'm going to presume that these people have thought about that.
So we can look further into that, but I'm pretty sure it was an 8 megabyte cap to start.
Right, to start with
the Bitcoin ABC.
Significantly larger.
A lot. And in fact, the first block was finally mined. So we talked a lot last night about, you know, 8:20 in the morning Eastern time was going to be the big deal. That was when
I thought it was supposed to be 10 in the morning.
Not Eastern time.
Eastern. That's what I'd seen last night. I don't know.
No, it was...
my information. You guys are probably going to have better information than me.
8:20 Eastern time.
It was 12:20...
It'll be 4:20 somewhere.
It was 12:20 Zulu time was what it was supposed to be, or Greenwich Mean Time, or whatever you want to call it, UTC, and that's 4 hours away from where we are. So it was supposed to be 8:20, but it didn't actually happen until about 6 hours later. The first block wasn't actually mined into existence. So finally, it did happen. So I'm sure there are people on the SegWit side who are gloating about
time did it actually happen? Maybe that's
around 2:30. I would say. I don't have the exact time on when it was found. That's my recollection from this afternoon about when it was 2:30 Eastern time.
I think that's where you're wrong. I believe it occurred at 10:30 this morning.
No,
because I was reading about it this morning.
I've been watching this all day long.
I was too. So that's what's really interesting. I mean, on and off as much as I could, but I was looking at charts in the morning, definitely before.
I went
home for lunch.
Hunting for this thing at 10:30, and it was not there.
No, it wasn't until like 2:30 until via BTC mined the first block into existence.
Because
it was a 1.9 megabyte block, and so it was larger than the one megabyte blocks that had been coming out. But it did take several hours, and then it didn't take that much longer for the other ones to come after that. There have been like five or six so far since that time. So it's going. It's still going. And, you know, the concern was that Bitcoin Cash was going to be attacked and snuffed out, but that hasn't happened at this point. You know, whether there will be any new developments between now and tomorrow, I don't know. But one of the questions I have, because I'm not a technical wizard when it comes to Bitcoin, is I understand that the difficulty of mining Bitcoin will go down if there's not as many people competing to mine it. And so what I would like to know is how quickly will it go down? I read on a Reddit thread today in the /BTC, r/BTC forum, that it's like a 6-block window, meaning that if the difficulty or if the amount of mining power in the, you know, the system is down, then over a 6-block time frame plus like 12 hours, it'll then adjust the difficulty downward. How much it will adjust downward, I don't know. That's something I'm not clear on. So, you know, my question is, how easy is it going to be to mine this thing tomorrow or a week from now or whatever? Because they've only got about 4% of the main Bitcoin's mining power. More coming up. Free talk.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial 855-450-3733. The Bitcoin geek war is probably not over.
Yeah.
It's not going to be over. People are so bitter that it's just not going to be over.
And I bet you both of the sides are going to be gloating about something today. Like the one side who's in favor of Bitcoin Core, this sort of longer chain that's been around for longer, that one, they're going to be gloating that, aha, the Bitcoin Cash, you only have, you know, 4% of the hashing power. Ha, ha, ha. You don't have any support. But on the other hand, as you were pointing out during the break, Mark.
Yeah, Roger Ver and his, you know, cohorts have created $4 billion worth of value.
$6.4 billion.
$6.4 now? I mean, it keeps moving around. $6.4 billion worth of value, giving it to you people, and all you can do, you ingrates. I mean, you stinking ingrates is complain about it. His coin has doubled in value today. Find me the IPO. Find me the traditional investment where my value can double in a day. And I'll really be appreciative. Otherwise, you, all these nameless people on Facebook, and look, there's a couple of them I know that disagree.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
But they're all cashing in today. If they don't like the Bitcoin Cash, they're taking it over to whatever exchanges like Bittrex or Kraken where they can trade this stuff, and they're cashing in, and they're making money.
Apparently, they're not cashing in enough. A sell.
The price is going up.
Right. Sell in the marketplace causes the market, the price to go down. A buy in the marketplace causes the price to go up. Currently, it's a buyer's market.
Yeah, right now the price of the new Bitcoin Cash, according to CoinCap.io, is about $394 per unit. Since it has the same number of units at this point as Bitcoin does, because it was Bitcoin, it still is Bitcoin, it's just a variant of it now, so there are two competing Bitcoins. This is worth $6.4 billion today. And the interesting thing is, some people were predicting that it was going to take it out of the Bitcoin price, that the price of Bitcoin Cash, the whole market's going to go down, both currencies are going to go down, or if one goes down, the other, whatever. The point is, this Bitcoin Cash has been going up in value, especially in the last, I don't know, hour and a half, 2 hours or so. It's gone up quite a bit. And the price of Bitcoin is about the same. It's stayed pretty steady throughout all this. So earlier today, at 8 o'clock this morning, you had a Bitcoin that was worth about $2,700. I'm just ballparking. It's been up and down a little bit, but generally pretty steady today. That was worth about $2,700. That was what Bitcoin was worth. Then this thing...
It did drop from like $2,900 yesterday. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, but I'm talking about just since the forking. Yeah, you're right about that, Mark. But
This is the article, Bitcoin down with fork imminent, right? That was what somebody wrote. Uh-huh. Now, and that's a funny way that media has of writing titles. Because you can call Bitcoin down or Bitcoin up unless Bitcoin is either at zero or the highest price it has ever been at, right? So if the highest price Bitcoin has ever been at is $2,928.20, if it's a dime lower than that,
Bitcoin down
right? You know?
Yeah. So, but my point was going to be that even if you looked at the price last night, Mark, the $2,900, which was close to the all-time high of Bitcoin, now add in another $400 for this new Bitcoin Cash. You're at $3,300 for a Bitcoin right now, and all that changed was this new variant came out. So that's what your point was that Roger Ver, who's been just belittled and attacked, and we've had him on the show and, you know, interviewed him, and none of his haters would call in, but on the internet, man, he posts something on Twitter, and it's like, boom, all kinds of trolls come out of nowhere, and they're just attack, attack, attack. And here they all are. Go ahead. You can go ahead and, you know, say you're sorry now as you go to the bank and cash in on four. You know, because for those that don't understand this, we haven't touched on this yet. When Bitcoin forked today, the people who are holding on to Bitcoin, including all the people who are angry about Roger Ver and this whole split, Well, they all got the same amount of Bitcoin Cash, this new Bitcoin, as they already had of Bitcoin. So if they had 10 Bitcoin, they had 10 Bitcoin Cash on top of that, which means they can go onto an exchange right now and cash that Bitcoin Cash in for $400 a pop.
You can sell all that dirty, dirty Bitcoin and get lots of clean, great money, right? Like,
well, they could sell the Bitcoin Cash and get more Bitcoin for that.
It
some are
sounds
doing that.
Like, look, I have a bias here. I'm clear. Roger Ver is my friend. He has supported this show for a very long time. I understand I have a bias, but tell me the difference between sitting there and being all mad about Bitcoin Cash while you cash in and get $400 per Bitcoin. And make money hand over fist
but here's
for
the question,
free.
Though,
hold
are
on.
They cashing
tell
in?
Me the difference between that and a 4-year-old sitting there and saying, "But I want a chocolate ice cream. I want chocolate, and he's got vanilla, and I want everything to be my way."
You're pretty good at that.
Oh, I've heard the most unreasonable. I am the only parent in the room, and I've heard the most unreasonable of complaints.
I thought you were channeling young Mark.
Yeah, well, I'm sure young Mark was unreasonable, too.
Yeah.
The question here is, though, are they actually cashing in? You know, if they could,
some are.
Some, but apparently not all, because it's going up, right? But then here's what's going to happen. I mean, right, if it's going up like that and you can shapeshift between the two currencies.
Shapeshift has not yet begun support
sorry.
It. But there are exchanges on which you can...
It's
you
a good brand I was using as a verb. You know, it basically, exchange between the two currencies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out with bad money, in with good, right? I mean, people, if they start selling their Bitcoin in order to buy Bitcoin Cash... It's going to start depressing one and and bringing.
But that's
the
funny thing is Bitcoin is still sitting pretty at about $2,700. So this other one is going up, Bitcoin Cash is going up.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If Bitcoin is staying stable right now, if Bitcoin is staying stable right now and Bitcoin Cash keeps going up and up and up, people who are sitting on Bitcoin are going to go, some of them, I presume, are going to say, hey, maybe if I switch over to Bitcoin Cash...
That's the big question.
Sell,
that's
right?
The big question was like, how much risk are you willing to take?
Right.
Do you want to play the early markets and hope that you come out a winner? Because just because it's working today, just because both of them are up right now, as you're saying, maybe Bitcoin's going to take a tumble here very soon. We have no idea.
I'm going to assume that as Bitcoin Cash starts to approach parity with Bitcoin, people are going to start to switch. Like if it starts to get over 1,300, 1,400, 1,500.
So here's another thing.
That's when people are going to start to go, I should switch because I can get this extra $1,000 that's left in value.
Right. It's not just the money, though, that's going to encourage them to switch. It's also how's the network going to perform? Because right now, the Bitcoin Cash network is behind the ball. I mean, it was slow. It took 6 hours to get the first block. If you had sent a transaction, as we were doing, we've got the Monadnock Decentralized Currency Network here, and we've just been in a chat room all day talking about this. And as soon as we could, we tested out some Bitcoin Cash transactions today.
Right.
And we did that before that first block was mined, so it was like quite a while before we got our first confirmation in. So... we know the difficulty is going to go down for Bitcoin Cash, which presumably, the blocks will continue coming, and presumably they'll start coming faster. But the question is, will the Bitcoin network still be sloggy and delayed, and will the Bitcoin Cash network end up catching up? Because it's the slowest one right now.
Right.
But once that happens, once it gets to parity, or even faster, if that's possible, and I don't know, maybe it's not, because it's all still, at its heart, Bitcoin, what will that do to the price if one's faster than the other? We're coming up.
Mm.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants and helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand. Just $19.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can take control of the airwaves here. On this historic Bitcoin forking day, it did happen about 6 hours after people were expecting it to this morning. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything you want. Apparently, I didn't turn the webcam on, so sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, anyway, you
there
know,
it is now.
I sincerely hope everything settles down in the Bitcoin sphere. It's
oh no, there's another hard fork on the way.
I know, but
in November.
Yeah. Well, what's that one about?
So that's where there's this the main chain or whatever you want to call it.
Bitcoin's getting all forked up.
Yeah, sure is. The main chain is going to fork to a 2 megabyte size increase. But there are a bunch of people who don't want to see that happen, so the purists who are against increasing the block size may decide to keep their little version of Bitcoin going on, and so we may end up having 3 Bitcoins come in November.
I really have a difficult time understanding what those people's argument would be. The small blockers, the argument that the block should be kept small. So
I don't know.
In the absence of a Bitcoin competitor, I can see why you would say small blocks not a big idea, not a big deal. But once you know there is an option for lower fees, are people not going to choose the option that has lower fees? If you decide I want to send money to someone for $2, or I want to send money to someone for 50 cents, and I would get the same, I'm going to get the same service, and the only difference is price. Will not people choose the lower
option.
Price?
Of course they will.
I mean, you know, it's my understanding there are basically three things when it comes to purchasing. There's there's price, there's quality, and there's speed of delivery. And if your quality and speed of delivery is the same, but your price is higher, your butt is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, if you can provide faster service, if like Dash does, resolutions every 2.5 minutes, if you can provide a higher quality service, and I'm not sure how you provide a higher quality service in the area of cryptosphere, then, you know, you'll be better off. But if you're just providing the same service at a higher price, that's just a recipe for going out of business.
Yeah, and I had a discussion actually on a local chat group that we had here with Chris, who is our Friday night co-host. He should be joining us this week, actually, about the Bitcoin fees. And he's just completely, he doesn't believe that the big fees are a problem. Like, he just doesn't even see that they're a problem, and he even went so far as to say that the average customer won't notice. I'm like, yes, they will. They are going to notice. When you go to send a transaction on most good wallets, most good Bitcoin wallets, it's going to tell you what the recommended fee amount is on that. And the real good ones will tell you, you know, how much in U.S. dollars that costs. And when you're looking at sending a $5 transaction for a 50-cent fee, that's going to make some people think twice. So, yes, if this new Bitcoin, this Bitcoin Cash, as it's being called, actually does succeed at lowering the fees back down to the levels that we remember from 2 or 3 years ago, with like 2 cents being kind of the maximum fee.
Right.
I don't even know if that's possible, because some people are saying that's not even possible anymore. Say goodbye to all these, you know, low fees, because as long as the Bitcoin price is high, even a very small fee in Bitcoin terms will still be a fair amount of U.S. cents. Mm. So, you know, who knows if it's even possible to get down to those levels again, especially if the price of Bitcoin Cash, I mean, maybe it would be at $400 Bitcoin Cash, but if Bitcoin Cash becomes $1,200, $2,000, $2,500, you know, then the question is, could they even get the fees below 10 cents or 15 cents per transaction? So will there ever be a microtransaction marketplace in Bitcoin again, or has that just been simply wiped out due to the success of Bitcoin? Honestly, I don't know. I don't know what's possible with these new technical changes.
I hope that we get some currency out there for micropayments, you know, something where the...
Well, we got that. It's called IOTA.
Yeah, hopefully that is, you know, whatever. What I really would like to see is a world where instead of giving a like on an article,
mm-hmm.
you know, like on Facebook, when you get a little thumbs up
yep.
for reading the article, that you can, you know, your thumbs up costs you something. And I'm not talking about a lot, you know, like 3 cents, 5 cents, or something like that.
Well, they actually have something better than that. It's called Steam. Steam it. Steemit.com, STEEMIT.com. There, you can vote up people's articles or submissions or whatever it is they write up, and those people will be given cryptocurrency called Steem, and that comes out of basically nowhere. It's being mined into existence simply by virtue of the fact, it's my understanding, by virtue of the fact of people using the system brings more of this stuff into existence. So by participating on Steemit over the last year, because I've been there for a year now, just sort of reposting most of the stuff. Every now and then I'll put something unique on Steemit that's just posted on Steemit, but most of it's just reposts from my free Keen blogs. You know, I'll pull in like $5 to $10 worth of Steemit on any given blog post. It's not a whole lot, but it's more than I've ever made doing blog posts anywhere else. So that already exists, Mark.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
It works for the people who are the early adopters of Steemit. I went in there and I posted a couple of things, but I never got any traction. So when I like something, it doesn't go anywhere. And It's never done anything for me.
Yeah, so well, you got to do more than a couple of articles. You got to spend some more time on it. But I get what you're saying.
But you're talking about posting blogs. I'm not. I don't want to. Social media isn't blog posting to me. It's picture posting.
No, it's not just blog posting. You can just post. There's a pictures section there. You don't have to write a lengthy blog.
Is that worth doing? Is that worth moving off of Facebook for? Because I don't feel. I haven't really felt that.
If you're getting paid, then it's worth doing it.
Am I? I haven't ever gotten paid anything on
Steam. That's because you only did it twice.
I've done it more than that, I think.
Okay.
Not much more.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe four times.
I mean, there's no guarantees or anything like that, but the more vote ups you get, the more you get. It may only be a few cents, but it's still more than you're getting on Facebook.
You mentioned something called IOTA. What is that?
So that is the Internet of Things.
Oh, okay.
There is a currency now for the Internet of Things that they came up with. It recently had broken into the top 10. So if you go to coincap.io, it's probably, last I looked, it was like 6 or 7. And basically, it's the dustiest of dust currencies, meaning that you may remember Dogecoin, which came out several years ago. Dogecoin was sort of this joke competitor to Bitcoin, like they made a billion of, or you know, several billion or quintillion. I don't know how many Dogecoin there are. It's quite a few. This is even dustier than that. When you go and you buy one of these IOTA, you're actually buying an M IOTA, a million IOTA. So when you spend, right now I think it's about, 28 cents for a million IOTA. And they made, of the IOTA, there are two billion million. So there's 2.7 billion million IOTA, however many, you know, whatever you call that.
I wonder how many Bitcoin there are when you can break it down into the actual fractions. I know there's 21 million. There can be 21 million total, but
there's 8 decimal
fractions.
And there's decimal points on the IOTA as well. Right. I think maybe I'm wrong about that, but there's a lot of these things.
Do you own any of those?
I got some of them. Yeah, just because I thought it was a cool idea.
Have you ever given one?
Actually, I was giving away 10 million IOTA to anybody in the local decentralized currency network who had asked for it the other day.
I haven't given one IOTA.
Oh. So the thing that makes this different, though...
I wonder if they knew that when they named that, if they were thinking about, you know, giving IOTA.
The thing that makes this one different, though, Johnson, is that it is supposedly designed to scale in the future. And the way they've done that is if you want to send a transaction on the IOTA network, your node has to solve two open transactions.
Which is
great. So meaning that, you know, no matter how many new transactions there are requested, all the other ones that are waiting are going to get solved. So it will scale, supposedly, because of this. More transactions that there are happening, the quicker they end up getting processed.
Right.
So not only is IOTA supposed to scale appropriately with whatever the demand in the marketplace is, but it's also supposed to be more secure because, you know, the larger it gets, the better it is. And they have this thing called the Tangle, which is a completely different setup than a blockchain. Mm. So, like, they've done a lot of different stuff with this that really kind of makes it interesting and very, very unique. And, again, it's designed for this sort of machine-level Internet of Things.
Right.
Economy that's supposed to, you know, exist at some point. We're coming up here, 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. SIMBI.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll-free. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. You can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. So we're going to get into your calls here in just a moment. We've been just sort of generally talking about today's Bitcoin split, which as of right now, which is approximately, I don't know, 5.5 hours from when the actual first block was mined of this new Bitcoin Cash blockchain. The prices in aggregate between Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Cash are more right now than what they were 8, 10, 12 hours ago. So far, it's been an unprecedented success. Now, how that's going to change overnight as other markets around the globe are, you know, beginning their trading as they're waking up, for instance, you know, we'll see.
I'm surprised with the number of different variants of different cryptocurrencies that are out there that someone hasn't developed one called Splitcoin that, like, has a set number of times that it just splits. It'll just go for, like, a month and then split and then go and then split and just keep splitting into different currencies, just, you know,
just for the fun of it.
What happens, and but each time it splits, you maintain the, you know, your original, you know, like you get a copy. So it, yeah, just, you know, as you keep splitting, you just have hundreds of different variants of coins.
Somebody was joking about that in our chat room today, was that you know, he was against the split, and now he wants one every day.
Right.
You can add $4 billion worth of, or $6.5 billion dollars worth of market cap just by, you know, creating a new currency.
Maybe I just gave somebody a crazy idea that they're going to do. Who knows?
But the reason, you know, the arguable reason why this...
business doing the same thing over and over again always works.
The arguable, it's a cute idea, but the arguable reason why this worked this time is because the market was demanding this, that the market wasn't happy with this sort of one-size-fits-all Bitcoin, and that it did want to have another option, and that's what, you know, happened. But would it want six Bitcoins? I don't know.
Wait, hold on now. You said you're doing the same thing over and over again, but with a split coin, right? You say you hold the copies and whatnot, and then it keeps splitting and splitting and splitting, right? Well, not all of the forks would have to succeed. Only a portion of them would. So you would, you know, some might fail. Right? But some, because you'd have a copy. So the earlier that you adopt it, it'd basically be a digital coin pyramid scheme, essentially, was what you would have
would be,
in
yes.
one coin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
there's actually one called coin. One coin.
Is a digital cryptocurrency scheme, yes.
So, I mean, it's just what would be interesting about that is only certain forks would have to succeed. So, you know, potentially, the earlier you adopt them, better off you do.
One of the things that people are having to decide in this Bitcoin fork that happened today is, if you've got a Bitcoin miner, what do you do? Many of them, most of them, 95% of them, are staying on the original Bitcoin Core chain. But we're, you know, we started to see a shift of, it went from like 2.5% to 3.9% of miners going into this Bitcoin Cash. And if you are mining over at pool.bitcoin.com, you get to decide. So even though there's all of these pools, these mining pools that have committed to staying on the original chain, on the Bitcoin Core chain, the individuals who make up those mining pools, they're not obligated to that agreement. So the individuals can make up their own decision about on which of these they want to mine, and Bitcoin.com is allowing their miners individually to decide these things. So earlier today, as we've mentioned recently, Mark and I, we both have mining contracts over at pool.bitcoin.com, and you can get one too. You can mine the original Bitcoin, or you can mine the new Bitcoin Cash. So just for fun, I went ahead and flipped mine over to Bitcoin Cash, just to, you know, try to help them get their first block sooner, or whatever, throw a little bit of support behind this new thing. And you can do that too. Maybe you are a big-time supporter of the original Bitcoin, and you want to throw some money behind that. You can get into that. You can get into the new Bitcoin Cash. It's up to you. You decide over at pool.bitcoin.com. They've got 100% uptime guarantee. It's super easy to use their website, and they'll give you a calculator that'll help you understand what you could make by mining through pool.bitcoin.com. Plus, you can help steer Bitcoin towards being whatever type of Bitcoin you want it to be. Maybe the one that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be, or maybe some new version that you prefer. You can pick over at pool.bitcoin.com. It's pool.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Libertarian Banker, calling from somewhere in the United States. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey, you were talking earlier about Bitcoin and the high fees and everything. And, you know, I was just sitting there thinking about the sort of the history of payments and money. And, you know, consumers have always sort of driven how payments are done. You know, whatever consumers want to pay, that's how businesses are going to accept payment.
Sure.
And so, you know, it used to be controlled by the banks with, you know, checks and checking accounts and just old school ways of doing it. You know, and then the credit card companies came along and they started marketing to consumers and, you know, with rewards, and the Diners Club, I think, was one of the first cards to come out.
Yep.
So you had an incentive, right, to use this payment method. So, because they knew as soon as you got the consumers on board, you could get the businesses on board, and then you could charge the businesses a bunch of money to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you had PayPal and Venmo and a bunch of things that you have now. And that's always been the case. And so what all those have in common is that money did not equal the payment method. Right. So money and payment method were not linked in that scenario. Well, Bitcoin is the money and the payment method all in one.
Mm-hmm.
And so the usefulness and the value of Bitcoin comes from people wanting to use it. It absolutely does. And
sure.
People, this is the first time that consumers have ever had to pay fees. for a transaction. Normally, the business is going to pay all of the fees on the transaction. The consumer doesn't care. They just use their card.
This is the first time the consumer has noticed that they're paying fees. But, I mean, we all know business owners raise their prices to cover those fees as many times as they can. But it's this is the first time that it's this is the first time where it's transparent to the consumer exactly how much their transaction is costing.
Absolutely, and that is honestly that if Bitcoin did not get that under control, which it seems like they have, that's the downfall of it, because the value comes from the usefulness of being able to pay, you know, next to nothing.
I agree with you, which is why I think that ending these fees is the most important thing that can happen to Bitcoin. It's the only thing that's going to keep it above its competition, the only thing that's going to keep it on, you know, as the king of the hill of cryptocurrencies, is to be able to fix these outrageous fees. And they are still too high, in my opinion. I mean, it's not uncommon still to see 30 to 50 or so cent fees these days for a normal transaction priority, and that's still it's still too much.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, anyway, just, you know, this Bitcoin Cash thing is just so interesting because, you know, this has never happened before, at least on this scale, obviously with Ethereum before. And here I'm looking, it's what, $379 that Bitcoin Cash is on coincap.io, and they finally are trading it. So, this is nuts.
It's fun to watch, that's for sure. Libertarian
Banker.
It's
been busy all day.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight. It really has been, you know, interesting to watch this develop and ask questions about it, because I can tell you, you know, even though we're pretty well educated about Bitcoin, even we didn't all agree on, you know, how things were going or what the rules are or, you know, how is this thing going to scale? Is the what's the mining factor?
Today was going to be an apocalypse.
Generally. Did you really?
Oh yeah, I really did.
What were you seeing? What were you foreseeing?
I figured that the splits were going to cause havoc on the network, and that, you know, people were going to be turning, the merchants and whatnot, turning off their, you know, ability to accept, was going to cause people to freak out and sell, and that the value was just going to tank. And that I wasn't sure whether or not there would be a recovery after that, but I thought that the value was going to just take a huge hit.
Many of the markets...
Didn't at all.
I did feel like it was going to be down for longer than it was. A lot of the markets were like, we're back! You know, many of them were trading Bitcoin before the first block was found in Bitcoin Cash.
Right.
So, like, they didn't stay down for very long. One of the folks who I work with the Bitcoin vending machines here in the Keene and the Manchester area, he was saying we should be back online. And I was like, well, no, maybe we should take some. Because he was the one who was pushing to shut down earlier because of fear of what, you know, might go down. And then when everybody else started coming back up, he was like, maybe we should just come back online. I said, no, we said we were going to be down today. Let's just go ahead and be down. Give it the day. Let's, you know, make sure that there aren't any crazy reports coming in later on. Let's play it safe here and see what happens. Because there are supposed to be, like, risks involved in a chain split.
Right.
Which could involve what are called replay attacks. Now, there's supposedly they're putting in protections against these things into the softwares, but I don't know which places have protections and which ones don't. So there's actually an interesting article that I had pulled up here about, you know, how to kind of protect yourself in this kind of still uncertain time after this Bitcoin fork. It's called A Beginner's Guide to Claiming Your Bitcoin Cash and Selling It, if that's what you want to do with it. But they basically, just to boil it down, they say, unless you really need to have this Bitcoin Cash right now, like you want it now so you can sell it now, you know, you're afraid that it's going to go down in price when it's actually right now going up as we're speaking. But, you know, if you need it right now, then you can do what you need to do, and they go through some steps to help you with that. But they say they actually don't recommend you do it yet because none of these Bitcoin Cash programs have been audited to see if they're going to, like, steal your private keys away from you. So there's still some fear, uncertainty, and doubt being spread about this whole process. And the thing is, once you know, if you've gone through this split, that Bitcoin Cash is going to be there whenever you're ready to claim it. There's more coming up.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.